Miracle of Words. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Miracle of Words. Oh, yes. We all have the blabbermouth attitude. We talk a lot and talk a lot and talk a lot. And we say a lot and we say a lot and we say a lot and we say nothing, too. But if we were to take our words and use them as they can be most beneficially used, we would find real miracles taking place in our life. We'd find real wonderful things happening in our life, because the miracle of words is for us. The miracle of words is for our life. Set that miracle free for you today. Set that miracle of words free for you today by being the master of every word that you speak. I have people coming to me here at the University of Healing, Worldwide Healing Ministry, at the Absolute Monastery, the University of Philosophy, all these organizations that I'm privileged to work with here. And they all come and they say, I would be made whole. And I say, great, it is done. And they say, well, it's not that simple. You know, I still got the pain, I still got this. Hey, you said I would be made whole. And I say, it is done. Now, when you say it is done, then it is done. That's the miracle of the words. I say it is done, and it is done. You see, when we proclaim the truth about ourselves, we put a cause in motion that is so irrevocable, so powerful, so glorious, that nothing can stop it. You say, well, how come I put a cause in motion, I'm whole and perfect, and then I'm not? Well, because you put the cause in motion, I'm whole, perfect, and then you put the cause in motion, I am not. And when you put the cause in motion that I am not, then that cause that you put in motion that I am not is the cause that is last responded to by your divine self. And your divine self says, hey, you know, I go along with you. You're the boss. You, the thinker. You, Herb. You, the person who's putting the cause in motion, I go along with you, and I listen to you, and I hear you, and I act upon what you say, and then you complain about me for you. Well, the thought doesn't act that way, but that we act that way. And we are inconsistent. The miracle of the word is that we are consistent in the word, and the word brings results. And then if we change the word in midstream, change horses in midstream, well, what are we doing? Well, we're making problems for ourselves. Let's speak so positively, so firmly, so wonderfully, so dynamically, so joyously about the truth about ourselves that our words are a constant miracle in our mind. Our words are a miracle. But we don't always see them that way, because we have words that are against us and words that are for us. Now, what words are you speaking? Are you speaking words that are for you at all times? Are you speaking words that are for you because that's who you believe you are and that's who you know you are? Are you speaking these words at all times because that's who you believe you are? Well, if you do, then you're in business. And if you don't, then that is exactly what you are experiencing. If you put forth a negative word, that negative word is going to bring forth a negative result, and it's not going to say it's bad. It's just that you have the miracle of words. Whatever word you speak, whatever word I speak, it comes into fruition. And if we speak the word of truth about ourselves, strong enough and most positive enough, and let that be our only thought, then that is our only result. What of the miracle of your words? What sort of things are you putting in your consciousness for you? What sort of dreams and desires and goals do you have in your life for yourself? Good question, isn't it? Well, think about it. You have the ability to have anything you want in your world. You have the ability to have any dream fulfilled or any desire fulfilled or anything negative or positive in your life. It depends on the miracle of your words, of what words you are putting in motion. I personally am living a very remarkably happy life. Remarkably, I say, in view of what other people are allowing for their lives. My life is so filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness and every wonderful thing, I just sometimes can't even believe myself because I'm so happy. I'm so filled with everything good. Oh, whenever problems come up, and they do because the world around me likes to taunt me with these things, and I'm untauntable because I stand true on who I really am. If you are pure in spirit, you cannot be touched. The miracle of my words are, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am being myself, and I'm having fun. My life is filled with every good and beautiful thing, and it is great. How about you? Is your life filled with every beautiful and good thing? It can be. Let the miracle of your words be the result that you have, because it surely is, and it might as well be something very, very good. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.